Indiana's shooting 30% on 4 of 13 shooting. They have yet to make a 3. They are 0 for 4 for the Michigan Wolverines. They're shooting 42% from the field, and the difference so far has been their 3 threes, 2 of them from Houston and the other one from the 7-footer Hunter Dickinson. 17-9 the score, 11:33 to play here in the first half. Glad you can join us here on WIUX. Indiana trying to win their third straight and snap their 8-game losing streak against the Michigan Wolverines. Juwan Howard undefeated against the Hoosiers in his third season at the helm in Ann Arbor. Musa Diabate at the line. He is shooting 2. The foul was on Rob Finnessy. That's his first. Diabate takes a dribble, pulls up, and hits. He's 3 for 3 now from the free throw line. And now Michigan leads 18-9. Musa Diabate up to 5 points on the day so far. 2 dribbles, bends, fires, and this one spun out for a second but dropped through the nylon. Michigan's lead back up to 10. 19-9 the score, and Michigan applying full court pressure here. Finnessy to Trey Galloway. Galloway will bounce it back to Finnessy in the backcourt, and Finnessy will toss it into the front court to Geronimo. Michigan remains in the 2-3 zone.
This is where I like to see the high-low. Try to bring Geronimo up and get him to the foul line, get to the middle of the zone.
Trey Galloway with it. Over to Miller Kopp, who bounces it to the free throw line. Geronimo's pull-up jumper is off the mark. Trey Jackson Davis offensive rebound, and he's blocked at the rim by Brandon Johns. Here comes Michigan in transition. Caleb Houston within the right wing will give it back out to Eli Brooks. Eli Brooks telling his point guard to come get the basketball. 10:53 to play. Michigan leads 19-9 here from a Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Frankie Collins gives it up to Houston. Bounces it to Musa Diabate at the top of the arc. Musa Diabate with a jab step. Drives in. Floater. Got it to go and the foul.
Well, Diabate is playing some inspired basketball right now. Showing off that five-star talent. To be that size, usually a guy that just plays in the post, alley-oop type of thing. 6'11", taking Trey Jackson Davis off the dribble and finishing inside. That was an impressive move from Diabate.
Rob Finnessy was trying to take the charge, but he was inside the restricted arc. He will head to the bench because that's his second foul of the half. Musa Diabate at the line to try to convert a three-point play. Free throw is off the mark, off the right side of the rim, and tracked down by Jackson Davis in front of the IU bench. Musa Diabate up to 8 points on the day. And Kobe Bufkin, another freshman, checks in at guard for Wolverines. Trey Galloway heaves up a right wing 3, air ball. My goodness, Indiana struggling from behind the arc. They're 0 for 5 now. Kobe Bufkin with it on the near side corner, looking inside to Musa Diabate. Instead, he'll give it out to the center circle to Devontae Jones. Devontae Jones around a Musa Diabate screen, drives in through contact, and he lowered his shoulder as Xavier Johnson took the charge.
Nice play by Xavier Johnson to get low and to really set himself up to take that charge, as it does look like the right call. So good job by Xavier Johnson. Let's see if IU once again can go back to that sort of high-low action, try to get something from that. Last time, Geronimo got a good shot. He just didn't knock it down.
Indiana in a scoring drought over 2 minutes. They're 1 of their last 7 from the field. Galloway to Mike Durr from the right elbow. He pulls up and hits.
Same thing. This time, Durr taking the mid-range shot, and he was able to convert. Michigan is giving up that 16-17-footer. And the Hoosiers have a few guys I feel like that are capable of knocking it down.
Durr does have a hitch in that shot, but he's been able to showcase what he can do from the mid-range. He hit one against Purdue on Thursday night. Inside, Hunter Dickinson finds a cutting Bufkin, and he's swatted by Geronimo. Here comes Indiana right to left. Xavier Johnson with it right wing. Driving into traffic, he loses it, and it's going to be a player control foul on Xavier Johnson.
He just got overzealous there. I understand trying to get the fast break, but once he saw that Indiana did not have numbers, you got to pull that out and be patient. He tried to dribble through traffic, and that had no chance. Was doomed as soon as he started to try to dribble through the lane like that.
How many times have we seen Xavier Johnson on the floor this season out of control? It was showcased right there with the turnover. 21-11 the score, 9.5 to play here in the first half. Devontae Jones around a Dickinson screen. He dribbles in between the circles, pass it out left wing to Kobe Bufkin. Bounce pass on the left block to Dickinson. He is double teamed. Finds Brandon Johns cutting. He drives in the lane, tried to dish it off. Dickinson was able to corral it. 8 on the shot clock. Dickinson with a foot on the line. Got it! Holy moly, Hunter Dickinson.